It's my pleasure to introduce to you our preachers for today, two of our graduating seniors, Lydia Walker and Vanessa Bird. Vanessa, you first. Great.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to say it's amazing to think about that over a little over 11 years ago, I didn't even know St. Simon's was a church. But today I'm in front of you and I'm preaching to you. Well, this is the 8 o'clock service and I typically go to the 10:30 service, but I'll introduce myself as Vanessa Bird, and I currently go to Fort Meech High School. But in 3 weeks, I will be graduating from there. And today I'm here to talk to you about how thankful I am for all the guidance that God has provided me in life. And much of that guidance has came from the lovely people I have met at this church. God truly did pick the perfect timing to introduce St. Simon's into my mother and I's life, as I was about the age of 7 at the time, and schooling had just begun for me about a year before. So I am blessed in the fact that I had the church's support through all my education. But before St. Simon's, church was nothing more than a place I honestly took an hour nap at on Sundays. After years of going to a church where the Word of God just wasn't getting to my mother and I, we decided to go on the hunt for a new church. We went from church to church, but nothing provided us with that connection or bond we were looking for with God. So, of course, the first time we went to St. Simon's, I truthfully expected it to be just another one of the churches that we just went to and never came back. But surprisingly, the next week, we came back. 1 week's attendance to St. Simon's Church eventually became our usual 10:30 Sunday service. And who was I to complain when, after service, they offered glazed donuts? But as weeks went on, I started to familiarize myself with this church, attending Sunday school classes beforehand, and I even began to acolyte. Acolyting is where I really started to feel like a member of the church because people started to recognize me. They noticed me on the altar, I made friends, and I truly was a member. But now as I approach my 11th year here, I notice that I truly have grown up in this church, but not much has changed about me. I continue to acolyte here and then and attend the same 10:30 service every chance I can. But the one thing that has definitely changed over the years is that instead of my enjoyment coming from those delicious glazed donuts given after service, I find that my true happiness in this church comes from the love of God that has been shown through all the individuals I have met. We all come here hoping to strengthen our connection with God through scripture and prayer, but our love and connection to God truly comes from the wonderful bonds we have made in this church. As stated in today's gospel, we did not choose Jesus, but rather he chose us, and he had a goal. He states, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." And this church has definitely grasped exactly what God is saying in all its entirety. To love others the way Jesus has reaches much farther than just being polite to others. It shows in our actions. And St. Simon's exceeds God's goals by not only helping those less fortunate in third world countries through missionary trips, but also by feeding those who do not know where their next meal will come from. The people of this church can definitely consider themselves a friend of the Father, as they have done as he has asked. They have loved others as Jesus has and have bared the fruit of the Spirit. I thank God for blessing me with the great people I've met through St. Simon's, and because of my experience here, I have no fear that when I attend Florida State University in the fall, I will be able to bear the fruits of the Spirit and love others not only the way God has, but the way all of you have. So thank you.
Well, first of all, I would like to thank Father David for getting my step stool for me. the first time they asked if I wanted a step stool, I was kind of embarrassed that I was in high school and I still needed a stepping stool. But it's proven to be very useful. So, before I begin, I would like to ask you a question. What is one place where you can constantly feel joy? It doesn't have to be an actual place. It can be anything you want. A person, a belonging, a relationship, anything. Hi, my name is Lydia Walker. I am graduating from Choctawhatchee High School, and I plan on attending Florida State University in the fall. One person. I won't tell y'all who it is, but you'll have a pretty good guess soon. Well, he told me I should focus my sermon mainly on how amazing the rector is here at St. Simon's. I bet y'all actually don't know. It's really hard. But another person told me to just be funny and honest. Well, no offense, Father David. You are amazing and all. But I'm going to go with the second option. So, keeping that in mind, I can honestly tell you, I have no idea what I'm doing. I'm not this fantastic writer or this eloquent speaker. Similar to the story Father David once told me about a lady who had been going to an Episcopal church her whole life, I'm not even someone who can automatically tell you what being an Episcopalian entails. But one thing I do know, and one thing I can tell you, is that St. Simon's has been my place of constant joy. In the gospel, Jesus is telling his disciples to abide in his love. Jesus states, "I have said these things to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete." I believe the people here at St. Simon's follow this commandment, for I do feel complete here. The people here at St. Simon's have been able to form a connection and create this sense of community, a community that makes people feel joy and makes people feel like they belong here. We have been able to follow the commandments, and that's why we've had so many people visit and so many people stay at this church. It's why coffee hour after each service has been such a huge success. Coffee hour is actually one of my favorite parts of Sundays. I love being able to look after the kids and listen to them tell me stories. Hanging out with Gabe, Wesley, Theo, Little Richie, Pearson, and all the other kids. And having been able to watch them grow has always been a highlight of my week. People here stay for more than just the food. They stay because they genuinely look forward to being able to talk to other members of this church. People of all ages can come together and talk. And they can talk about more than just what happened in service that day. People here have taken the time to get to know each other, and they care enough to keep up with each other's lives. The sense of love you feel when you are at St. Simon's is what makes it the place where I can constantly feel joy. The people here truly care about each other, which is why I'm so thankful to have been able to be a part of this church for the past 13 years. It doesn't matter to them if you're new or if you took a break and are returning. You always feel welcome here at St. Simon's. During every service, Father David says, "This is the table of our Lord, made ready for those who love him and those who want to love him more. So come, you who have much faith and you who have little, you who have been here often and you who have not been here very long, you who have tried to follow and you who have failed, come. For it is the Lord who invites you. It is his desire that those who want him will find him here." I believe this invitation extends beyond just those who are receiving communion. This invitation extends to people who wish to join this church. We have taken this statement and applied it to our everyday lives. People of all backgrounds are welcome here at St. Simon's. This congregation does not judge people on their past. They simply look at whether or not the newcomer is a good person, or at least is trying to become a good person. People can try to explore other churches, but they know they will always be welcomed back with open arms. This is why I know that I can always come back here, even after I've left for college. You won't be forgotten if you leave this church, because we have impacted each other's lives. I think that's what Jesus was trying to tell his disciples in today's gospel. Abiding in Jesus so that he can abide in us has everything to do with the community. a blessed community, just like this one, where we have all been blessed by Jesus and blessed by each other. Everything comes back to that kind of joy Jesus was mentioning earlier. The joy you feel with Jesus, your friends, your family. The joy that is constant and something that you can always rely on. St. Simon's has been my place of joy, and I hope that's true for every one of you too. Thank you.